Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. BYU getting set for a showdown as they welcome in South Florida. Joining us now, Kelly Quinlan, publisher, writer for Rivals and Yahoo Sports, covering South Florida. Kind enough to join us. Kelly, how you doing?
Hey, Kelly.
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Doing well. We're trying to wrap our brain around South Florida and who this team is. A lot of Cougar fans remember them from 19 and when BYU went down there and got the loss. But this is a team that's had some struggles, but against some pretty good teams. Just where is this team right now, and what can BYU fans expect out of this team?
Sort of a young team that's rebuilding in a lot of places. They have a true freshman playing quarterback in Timmy McClain. They have a lot of transfers from other places, and really, other than the offensive line, most of the team's still kind of on the younger side, on the offensive side. And then defensively, they're a little bit older, but it's not a great defense, and they've struggled this year playing NC State and Florida in the first two games, who are pretty prolific offensively. So, yeah, it's been kind of a tough sled so far for the Bulls, and they showed some sign of life in the Florida game week two, and then last week they beat a FCS team, Florida A&M. So, you know, they're starting to get in the right direction, but it's been sort of a total rebuild for Jeff Scott, the head coach there.
So now they're having to come into Provo and take on a very good BYU team. What are your expectations for this team's ability to travel and come play halfway across the United States?
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. The game's at like 10 something o'clock at night for South Florida guys are in the East Coast, Eastern time zone. They played really poorly at NC State. The last two games have been at home, played better. That's where it gets really interesting with a true freshman quarterback, right? He's, barely, I think he might be 17, Timmy. And how does he respond to that environment? Like, it's going to be hostile. It's going to be colder than what they're used to being in Tampa. Just a little bit of a different environment. I think, having been to TL Stadium before and seen the environment there, it's such a different thing than what most of the kids see out here on the East Coast. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this team plays and if they can score. I mean, really, they've struggled on offense. They're 109th, I think, in the country in passing. They've run the ball okay at times. And then defensively, they've sort of been terrible. They're, I think, 125 out of 130 this year in total defense. Had a lot of injuries on both sides of the ball already. They're down maybe their number one wide receiver. They're down one of their top corners. Got a couple other guys banged up. They've had injuries on the defensive line. So, to me, I think it's going to be interesting to see how this team plays and what BYU looks like, too, as a team that's kind of, trying to play for that wild card playoff spot right now that has some like big intentions. They have to kind of come out and dominate a team like this because they have played NC State and Florida, who are teams that might be ranked at the end of the year. It's sort of a measuring stick that people will look at as well.
So you mentioned it. They're giving up 262 yards per game on the ground. Is that just lack of talent? Is it inexperience? You mentioned some injury issues they may be dealing with. What do you attribute that to?
A lot of it's just poor tackling, bad angles. They got really torched by NC State in the first game with their two-headed running back attack. They have two guys that are probably NFL running backs, and they torched them the whole game. And that sort of set the tone. And then Florida ran the ball pretty well on them as well. So, I think that stat might be a little messed up and may come back down to earth a little bit. But, yeah, they're not a great defensive team. And the offense has struggled to possess the ball. And that's sort of, it's one of those two-headed things, right? Like, if you can't move the ball on offense, you're just keeping your defense on the field the whole time. And that wears them out, and then you're able to run on them. And I think it's been a little bit of that as well. So I think, they need to sustain some drives, take some pressure off their defense a little bit, give them a break, and then – you are in a little bit better situation. Maybe you're not giving up the 200-something yards rushing a game.
Wanted to talk a little bit about some of the protection for the quarterback. Giving up just over a sack and a half a game, and they're really limited in passing yards. Talk about this passing game. How tight has the pocket been? How much pressure has been given up for South Florida?
they've been among the worst in the country in terms of quarterback protection. You know, the guys have done a nice job of getting the ball out of there and scrambling and trying to get yards. That's what Timmy McClain does really well. He moves around, sort of a Mike Vick type character with a big arm, but just real young. But yeah, the offensive line's probably been the biggest disappointment on the team, I think, this year. It's, you know, basically all seniors, and they just haven't played very well. And it's kind of hard to explain. And they clearly don't have a lot of belief in the guys behind them, because even in, like, the FAMU game last week where they're up big, they didn't really sub out towards the end of the game when they were, you know, in control. They kept the kind of main five, six guys in there in the rotation, and that was it. So clearly there's still issues with the offensive line. I think it's, you know, an area that's going to get exposed against a team with a bigger defensive line, and that's what they've struggled with all year, is keeping that pocket clean enough to make plays downfield, and then the receivers also needing to step up and bail out the quarterback a little bit at times. And those things just haven't been there. There hasn't been a ton of chemistry on that side of the ball.
Not too long ago, this team was 10-2 and played Texas Tech in a bowl game, and things are riding high. And then, of course, things have certainly dipped since then. Talk about when the recruiting base, obviously everybody wants to go to Florida and everybody wants to recruit in Florida. So obviously there's a bunch of athletes there that they can recruit to. But what's the ceiling on this team if this coaching staff, which is in its second year, can do what they, you know, can perform the way that a lot of people hope they can? How good can South Florida be on a year in and year out basis?
You know, really the run they made with Willie Taggart and then Charlie Strong was on the back of Quentin Flowers, who was like kind of a once in a generation quarterback. And then they had some really good skill guys like Marlon Mack, who plays in the NFL now, and Dearness Johnson. And at running back, that kind of three-headed monster was sort of what, and they were bad on defense then. And, you know, looking at what they're doing now, I think Jeff Scott had to kind of get a reality check. He took the job. He wanted to build it, you know, as a guy from Clemson, he wanted to build it as a organic from the ground up recruiting thing. And he realized pretty early on that it was hard to beat Florida and Florida State and everyone else that comes down into Florida from a big P5 school, whether Big Ten schools, ACC, whatever. It was hard to beat them, a lot of kids. So they've pivoted a little bit into taking a lot of transfers. And you kind of look at some of their key guys this year, Matthew Hill at safeties from Auburn, you know, Jaron Magum, the running backs from Colorado. Just guys kind of getting guys from all over, a lot of them coming kind of back to the Tampa area as well. And I think they have now this kind of hybrid philosophy, and I think it will work. They just have to get more pieces in place. Charlie Strong kind of left them in a bad situation, and then they took over in the COVID year, and that, you know, Jeff Scott took over and basically couldn't go on the road. So they built no relationships in the area with the new staff. It was all basically whatever they had existing. And, you know, the first time they've been out on the road was, you know, recently. So it's been kind of tough sledding for him out of the box, but I think it's a program with a ton of potential, right? They play in an NFL stadium. They have access to all this talent. They just have to refill the cupboard, and that's sort of what he's in the process of doing. They have a lot of young talent on their team. They just have to start to, you know, mature them, and they've done a nice job picking up transfers who have multiple years left as well, not just taking a grad transfer route. So I think he's looking at a long-term build. It's just going to take them probably 3-4 years to be fully competitive in the conference and be back as a factor in the American.
So what are you expecting tomorrow night?
I mean, this seems like kind of a 45-21 kind of game to me. Like, I think South Florida just doesn't have the horses to punch like that against BYU. I think they're going to get overmatched a little bit on lines of scrimmage. I think there's going to be issues on defense stopping them. And you know, I just don't feel like the team's ready to win a shootout kind of game. I think they're better playing teams that are not quite as good offensively. And, you know, obviously the defensive numbers have been pretty atrocious too, and they haven't shown really an ability to throw the ball consistently. So when you have those two issues, I think it's just hard to predict a close game. So, that's sort of where I lean. I think it's going to be, you know, 40s and then maybe three scores for USF kind of game.
What's the mood after around there after the news that Central Florida is going to make the jump to the Big 12? Does South Florida feel like they've got a shot at if there's a next round of expansion, or they trying to make the AAC the best conference they can? What does the future hold for this organization?
You know, it's sort of interesting. There's a lot of different minds on it. I'm of the opinion that I think that basically the Big 12 is going to be the last throes of the Big East now, with this kind of weird hybrid conference that's not glued together very well. And the TV deal is going to be up, and they're not going to get what the Big 12 is making now in the next round. They're going to get something between what the American and the Big 12 are making, probably like $14 million or something. It's going to take a huge step back for all of those programs financially. So, on the USF side of things, I think they just kind of have to stay the course and see what happens with this. I'm sort of the mind that it's going to be a P4 situation, not a P5 after the next sort of round of whatever goes down. And, South Florida picked a bad time to be bad, right? Like,
yeah.
Central Florida got good, and they didn't, and took a step backwards, and, kind of lost out a lot on that. And, they have no one to blame but themselves looking in the mirror. You know, the fans stopped showing up when they were winning and not in the Big East, but their fans were upset that they weren't in the Big East, so they didn't show up as much for games. Like, all of that stuff's on USF, so I think there's just a lot of anger in the fan base with, why did we do this to ourselves and not put ourselves in a position to be a good choice for the Big 12? But at the end of the day, it's sort of like, I don't know that any of these teams are really going to benefit from making this move to the Big 12 in a huge way. I think it's just sort of a half step up.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the game, and look forward to catching up with you again here soon.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Thanks.
Kelly Quinlan, writer, publisher for Rivals, as well as Yahoo Sports, covering South Florida as BYU welcomes in the Bulls coming up mañana.
They feel it. They kind of sense what's going on there, but you don't want any surprises. This would be a really bad game to lose.
Ooh, no, that would not be good.
Really bad. So prepare like this is Alabama coming to town. It doesn't matter. Prepare. And go at it. And I know you've got a quarterback situation that you got to manage right now. And you got to make sure that Jaren Hall is healthy and ready to go. And take all of the precautions. I get all that. But make sure this team is ready to come out and gun.
Yeah.
You should be able to run for 240 yards.
That would be – I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're spot on that.
You should get yourself to 45 points.
All right, we are live here at University Federal Credit Union, the brand new location here in Eagle Mountain, 3535 Ranches Parkway. Gabe's hanging out with us once again. Gabe, man, thanks for letting us come down here. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun having you guys, even last Monday.
Monday.
Yeah. You're probably getting tired of us, man.
I'm going to follow you next week.
There you go.
Go wherever you're going.
I like it. Well, I tell you what, you keep handing out $400 to people, and people are going to be following you everywhere.
Yeah.
They should be coming down to this branch because it's hopping down here.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. We've had a lot of people coming in, getting some Jazz gear, getting some Utes gear.
And the great thing is, a lot of times there's a lot of big banks out there, and a lot of people have been with their organization for decades, but you're just a number on a spreadsheet. That's all you are. Here, you walk in and you're family.
Yeah, absolutely. We're always looking for ways to help people save money or make money. So we always just have like an analysis for them that they can look at, and when you go to your other banks, all they do is like hand you a receipt and say thank you.
Yeah.
We're always going to look for ways just like, hey, you know what? Do you have online banking? We can set you up on a mobile deposit, save you a trip on out. Just little things like that.
Save you a trip, save you money.
Yeah.
And I love that. You know, and Scotty's talked a lot about, I know you guys talked about the money and the giveaway, but somebody comes in and just takes a look at their percentage that they currently have on their car loan. And, let's say they can get the $100, they can also save maybe $15, $20, $30 on their car payment every month.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll be amazed at how much they can drop their car payments, even refinancing their home loans, dropping their their house payments too.
Well, you got to find out for yourself, and it's really easy. Just stop by here at Eagle Mountain, 3535 Ranches Parkway. Gabe and his crew ready to help you out, whether you're looking to open up an account, whether you're looking to change change banks. And, you know, that's one thing, too, I wanted to talk about a little bit is, you know, there's some people that they set up an account when they were 18 years old, and now they're 42 or whatever the case is, and they're like, well, I've been with them forever. I can't imagine this is going to be easy to switch. You guys can help facilitate that and make it really easy.
Yeah, we can facilitate that. We have a program called Click Switch that will even set up your direct deposits, your auto payments. So just one click and we can do that.
Wow,
for you.
That's great. Well, find out for yourself. You can check them out online at ucreditu.com, or better yet, just stop by here in Eagle Mountain, 3535 Ranches Parkway. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
It's game week for the Utes, and the Zone Sports Network is getting you ready for kickoff. The Utes open up Pac-12 play as they welcome in Washington State for an early start. Listen all week for your chance to win tickets to the game, and then catch the Ute pregame show Saturday at 10:30 with a postgame show immediately following the game on the Zone Sports Network. From Monday morning to the postgame press conference, nobody brings you better coverage of Ute football.
You ready?
Yeah!
Than 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. It's time to spin the wheel and talk some sports. This is another edition of Sports Roulette with Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
All right.
Yeah, why?
Some growling noises you were having.
Why are you growling?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was rubbing my eyes. Sometimes when I rub my eyes, it just feels so good. I like to growl. Oh, it feels good. Good deep eye rub.
That was a deep, like, I'm going to hunt you down in a forest and eat your kidney kind of growl.
Really? Was that bad?
Yeah, it was aggressive.
My wife thinks my face has so many wrinkles in it because I squish it all the time to itch it. But
oh, yeah?
It feels so good. Do you squish your forehead to itch it?
I don't. Maybe I do. I don't know. That's not something I
just itch it. Like, I'll just kind of scratch it. I need to squish
it
together.
A fingernail on that and just.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like my skull is itching, so it feels good to just squish it all together. Hey, I want everybody to come by. We've got some great goodies. And we've been talking about the Utah Jazz gear, but we got some University of Utah gear that's out here on the table. And it's sitting out front. And so if you come out here, you come out front, you can just grab any of these goodies that you want to grab.
No, let's just say somebody got a key hit their little fob on their pocket and made the alarm go off.
That's a loud alarm, isn't it?
Yeah. Nobody's taking a look at that Audi.
nobody's gonna steal that. But Scotty, we got water bottles and we've got trail mix and all kinds of candy bars to give away on this table. Pizza cutters.
Wait, we have candy bars out there?
Yeah, there's candy bars out there. Oof. And there's pizza cutters. Look at these university.
No, don't give me
Federal
one.
Credit Union.
Although I will take cutters. A pizza cutter.
Yeah. Aren't those nice? And you just run that right along the pizza.
We can bring a pizza out there with it. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that would be really
This is about the time of day where I'm having a hard time. I just got to make it till 2.
We're almost there, buddy.
I got my low-carb wrap in the car waiting for me.
Today for me is a Sonic day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Lloyd and I are going to be eating.
Would you leave your keys on the table?
Is this going to be a problem?
That's your Audi?
It's his.
Yeah, that thing is.
Oh, I just thought it was some random guy.
No, it's Hans.
Boy, that thing is sensitive.
Well, I figured since it's an Audi, I thought it was probably Gabe's. I was like, man, high roller.
It's not an Audi. It's an Innie. I'm driving an Innie.
Okay.
Boo.
It's Friday. I only got an hour and a half left.
Whew. I hate when you boo me. I hate when you boo me. It's not an Audi. I'm not driving an Audi.
Okay.
Man, you really are doing well.
The Mazda.
Life is good.
I just took an Audi logo and
put it right on a Geo Metro.
Life's good for the Olsons, man.
Duct tape on a Geo.
All right. Time for Sports Roulette. Take some of the big storylines we've not had a chance to get to. We put it on a roulette wheel and spin it. And wherever that little ball lands is what we end up talking about. So, Lloyd, fire that sucker up.
Give away BYU tickets.
Hey, how about we give away BYU tickets right now? Caller number 12 right now, 855-340-ZONE. You are lucky that that little ball landed on that thing.
Otherwise, they would have just gone to waste.
We would have just taken them behind the trash and tore them up and threw them in there. No, we're ready to hook you up. It is time to give away tickets. Caller number 12 right now, 855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-ZONE. And you will be going to the game to see BYU take on South Florida. If you are unable to win right now, guess what? You'll have another opportunity coming up today at 4:30. And for you Utah fans out there thinking, hey, got Washington State rolling into town. Well, we'll give away a pair of those at 1:30 and again today later at 5:30. It is a big ticket day right here on the Zone Sports Network. All right, Lloyd, fire up that wheel.
A man of his word.
All right, so the head coach of Portland State, his name is Bruce Barnum.
I love Bruce Barnum. By the way, Lloyd and I used to do a big Sky show.
Yeah.
And Bruce Barnum, the head coach at Portland State, is funny, and you would love this dude.
He's a really good guy, then, huh?
I mean, well, just Google him. Do a Google image search. He's one of our guys. Let's just say that.
Okay.
He's an old offensive lineman, and he is as funny. And actually, he was an old-time listener of the Zone. He was an assistant coach at Idaho State and used to pick up our signal in Pocatello. And when I talked to him, he's like, oh, I used to listen to the Zone all the time. So he's actually an old-school Zone listener. And has been floating around the Big Sky forever, and now the head coach of Portland State. And when I saw this story, I'm like, that's Bruce.
Isn't this a great story?
This is Bruce right there.
It's one of my favorites. So Bruce wanted to get more fans out to the Portland State game. So, Scotty, he put the comments out there, I will pay for everybody's beers. You come to the game, I've got your beers. Well, they came, and they picked up 786 Deschutes Fresh Squeezed IPAs and 1,260 Coors Lights. That was amongst about 3,000 fans total. So 3,000 fans showed up. They started drinking their beers. That ended up costing Coach exactly $14,448, from which he cut a check from his own bank account and covered everybody's beer for the Portland State game. And it just wasn't one beer. You just come in, drink some beer.
Well, yeah, are you going to cap it at one beer? Apparently people got a little loose there.
He just said, come in, drink your beers.
And I mean,
nearly $15,000 in beer.
And let's be honest here. This is Big Sky coaches. Big Sky coaches aren't making Kyle Whittingham money. He's probably making
$275,
two and a half, three around there.
Yeah. Right in that number. And he just wrote a $15,000 check. Do you think, that is our guy.
Yeah.
Do you think that this school helped him at all with this?
I got to imagine there was probably some assistant there.
$15,000 to raise a little awareness, get some people out. Now, he ended up winning. They got a 21-7 win.
I want to say 2017. Lloyd, I don't know if you remember this or not, 16 or 17. They were, he went into a final year and did not have coached a year without a contract. And they had him essentially as an at-will employee for a year. And they're like, you know, earn your contract. And they went out, and I believe they won the Big Sky that year. And got himself a nice contract out of it. Jake Caressa's little brother, the old BYU quarterback, went up there and played there. Alex Caressa.
I remember that kid. He did a good job.
Yeah, he did a really good job. All right, Lloyd, spin it.
How do you feel about this guy?
Scotty, you know how I feel about Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
You know, he's coming back this week. Which they need him because Landry went down against the Texans. So they need a receiver back, but Odell Beckham Jr. is coming back this week for the Cleveland Browns. It was just announced this morning. You know how I feel. How do you feel about him?
To me, I don't look. I mean, I look at him as a good wide receiver. I think he's a distraction, and I think that I don't know if he necessarily helps you win games. Fun player, good player, a guy that goes out there and makes winning plays for you. I don't know. Let's just say, if I were a GM, he would not be high on my priority list.
He tore his ACL exactly 11 months ago.
And he's back.
And he's now back. So 11 months, tore the ACL. He's actually been on the sideline warming up for the first couple of games. And he's been a late scratch on these couple of games. But he is going to be back this weekend for the matchup against the Cincinnati Bengals. Would you want him on the Broncos?
No. No.
Would you want Richard Sherman on the Broncos?
You know what? See, this is a problem, and I run into this because you asked me that because you know I'm a fan. And so my fan mode starts to – you get to the point, and it happens to all of us. You know, look, somebody does something at BYU, and a Utah player is like, I never. And then – but then when something happens at your school, you're like, oh, you know, he's a young kid, and he makes mistakes, and we'll try to
– all the time.
You know, like we're – it's like the old Jerry Seinfeld line. It's all about shirts, you know, and – and if somebody, it's like the old Romanowski joke I used to make. Like, I loved him and thought he was the greatest player, and then he's the Raiders, and he's dirty, and he's a steroid user, blah, blah, blah.
I thought he was clean.
Exactly. So that's, and Lloyd still thinks Barry Bonds never did anything wrong.
Well, he did.
So I'm a little, like, I look at Richard Sherman, and when we were talking about him, I'm like, well, geez, the Broncos, they had one guy go down on IR, a defensive back. They're starting Surtain, and I'm thinking, they could use a little depth in the corner. You know, and you could probably get him pretty cheap. And you think, wait a minute, he tried to break down the door of his in-laws. And who knows what would have happened had he got in there.
He was in a kind of a maniacal state.
Exactly. So, I don't know. It's a tough question to ask for sure. All right. Hands and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and The Zone Sports Network. Unable to get to Whole World News because of Alana Brophy last segment. So, we'll get to that coming up next right here on The Zone Sports Network.
The Big Show. The Big Show with Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
Jaren Hall got the wind knocked out of him, according to him, but there's probably a little tough guy talking there. So what do they do with him for this weekend in a game in which the Magic Vegas predicting wizard has him winning by 65?
23.
What do you do with Jaren Hall?
If he's got injured ribs, then you don't play him because he probably can't perform up to snuff anyway.
The Mighty Bulls of South Florida, their defense is barely existent. Maybe that's an arrogant attitude to take, but it's something you have to take into consideration when planning out the future of your schedule. If you think you have the opportunity to make a little bit of a run here, you got to think about that stuff. You can be conservative. I do believe that because you should beat this team no matter what.
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7. Presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
We've got the whole world in our hands.
Welcome back. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 12 of the Zone. Whole World News brought to you by Elite Works. It's the good people at Elite Works. It's a brand new software. It is a website hosting platform. They also build websites. Because they are a website hosting software, they can rebuild your site for free. So what does that mean to you? You call them, 844-523-2777. You say, I was listening to Hans and Scotty, listening to The Zone. I've got a website. I don't like the way it's designed. I don't like the way it functions. I need more back end because they've got so many great additions to those websites, from everything from CRM to search engine optimization. You can work time clock and payroll. You can do so many things on the back end of this. It's not just a website. It's much deeper than that. And you can do it for free by calling 844-523-2777. Or you can get a new site built as well. That's 844-523-2777. All right, Lloyd. So going back to 2014, you remember Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. I think everybody is probably familiar with that name.
Yep, I've heard of him.
Okay, so back in 2014, the Mexico SWAT and basically it's the FBI of Mexico surrounded his 2,800 square foot home and had him pinned down, had all their guns drawn. You know, it was a huge, huge gathering of law enforcement that has come together. They had scoped him out. They found his hideout, and they had the entire place surrounded. And if you remember, that's when El Chapo escaped through a series of tunnels that was underneath the tub in his bathroom. So this house that they had surrounded, that Guzman, that he owned and that he escaped from, it was then beat down by the government. They came in, they had their guns going, they tore down some walls, went through some windows, and found the hole that El Chapo escaped from.
El Chapo.
El Chapo's home, Scotty, 2,800 square feet home, from what I understand, a pretty nice part of Mexico, is now up for sale. For the first time since 2014, when he was attempted to be taken down.
Yeah.
You could own his home for $183,000.
What?
Yeah. They came in and they did a fresh coat of paint. They put in some new tile because when the military came through and raided it to try to get him, but he had escaped through these tunnels, they jacked the home up. They rebuilt everything that they broke down, and they're selling it.
Did you say 2,800 square feet?
Yeah, 2,800 square feet.
Where's this at again?
Pretty tiny for El Chapo.
Well, this was supposed to be the unsuspecting home. It was his hideout. So nobody was supposed to know he was living there. In fact, they've interviewed everybody in the neighborhood, Lloyd. Not a single person knew El Chapo was living there. But it's a neighborhood called Libertad, which in Spanish means freedom. That's actually the name of this little neighborhood that he was living in.
Yeah.
Would you want to buy his home?
Where's it at again?
Libertad.
Do you know where that's at? Is it by a beach or anything? Or
I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not then.
I wondered, how much money did he hide around the house?
I know. You're going to tear down a wall and all of a sudden see, you know, stacks of $100 bills in there?
If I did buy it, I would go searching. Because who knows what he was hiding and what he was doing in that home.
You know, there's, and on the property too, you go back and you watch The Sopranos, and Tony Soprano had that big case of cash that he hid out in his yard. Imagine you buy that house, you're out doing a little yard work, and you start digging around, and you're like, oh, what do we have here?
These drug kings.
Digging through the duck food. Oh, there it is.
Yes. Yep.
These drug kings at any given moment had $1 million that they needed to get rid of, hide, store. So maybe he's got some of that stuff hanging around there. I would buy it just out of curiosity. I'm also interested in that stuff. They did fill in where he dug down through where the tub was supposed to be. They filled all that in. So because he had a full set of tunnels underneath that house to escape from.
I don't know. I might.
And plus, turn it's $180,000 for 2,800 square feet. I mean, 2,800 square feet around here is going for like $600,000 now.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was, and for those of you that are wondering what's happened with El Chapo, he was extradited here to the United States, charged, and is now rotting away in a prison cell for the rest of his life because nobody else could hold him, apparently. Remember, he kept escaping from the Mexican prisons. So now we got him.
Yeah, we got him.
And we ain't going to let him go.
Nope. Unless he hires a good lawyer.
Or digs another tunnel.
and crawls through a mile of eight football fields.
That would make a billy goat puke. You better be a really good lawyer. El Chapo, we know that you're connected to 444 deaths, but...
But turn state's evidence? And we might be able to work something out.
Oh, man, that would never happen.
All right. Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. It's a football Friday. We appreciate you making us part of your day and appreciate our good friends here at University Federal Credit Union. And Gabe's been kind enough to join us as, boy, I tell you what, so many great things going on right down here. $400 in your back pocket for opening up an account with the debit card, the direct deposit. You switch over an auto loan. What kind of rates are people looking at on auto loans right these days?
Right now, we have rates as low as 2.49%.
Really?
Yeah. Really, really low. And then we can refinance. If they have a lower rate out there, we'll actually look at beating that rate.
I mean, somebody bought a car 2 or 3 years ago with pretty good credit. They're in the fours.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to, you know, if you, let's say they've got, you know, $15,000 left on the loan. And you go from, you know, 4.5 to 2.5, you're saving some good money there.
Yeah, quite a bit of money.
That's me not knowing math, but just saying a lot of money right there.
It is a lot of money. And, they just don't know the opportunities. You know, if you're saving half on your car payment, you can put that towards so much more, paying off other credit card debt and things like that, those high interest rates.
Well, you provide loans for all kinds of things, HELOC, you know, consolidation, stuff like that, right?
Yep, HELOC, home loans, bill consolidations. We have construction loans. We have commercial loans as well. So we have some of the bigger commercial loans out there for the big hotels and things like that.
So come down here. You know, and that's the other thing, too. Let's say somebody wants to set something up for, like, I've got a son who's 15 years old now, starting to work a little bit. He's got a part-time job and he needed somewhere for a direct deposit. And I'm like, well, he's 14, 15 years old. I don't know what to do, you know, and you can bring a kid down here and set up an account, start learning and helping educate on how to handle some money.
Absolutely. Yeah. They can have their own checking account. You can have some parental controls on that account so you can monitor, make sure he's spending the money where you want him to spend it, saving some money as well. And also access to our Bonsai educational program that shows them how to save money, what credit is, and other things like that that normally they're not teaching you in school anymore.
Well, there's so many great opportunities down here. And I love the fact you guys are working your way down here to Utah County. Mm-hmm. It's the Hans Olson branch. I mean, the Ranches branch, 3535 Ranches Parkway here in Eagle Mountain. The good people down here.
They are. It's good people. And you're going to love it out here, Gabe. Okay, these are such good people. They'll come in and they will frequent this business and they will be glad to have you.
Absolutely. Yeah, they've been welcoming us already. A lot of the existing members, they're so glad that we're in their neighborhoods and that they don't have to drive far anymore.
Well, come down and hang out with us. We'll be here until 2 o'clock. All kinds of gear, jazz gear. You can go outside, grab yourself all kinds of swag as well. It's at University Federal Credit Union, 3535 Ranches Parkway in Eagle Mountain, right here on the Zone Sports Network.